Задание A8, A14. Вы услышите рассказ о фотоохоте на тигров. В заданиях A8, A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Long ago, in eastern Rajasthan, where the Aravalli Hills meet the Vindhyan Plateau, tigers were once hunted by the Maharajas of Jaipur. And for the last 3 days, they have been hunted by me, Lucy, and Jemmy, three girls out to shoot a tiger in Ranthambore Park in India. As you might guess, our hunting weapons of choice are not guns, but cameras. We had been told that nowadays this is the best place in the world for photographing a tiger in the wild, but until today we had no success. On the technical and logistical side, all had been going really well. We got the best possible guide, Farid. He has been up early every morning to queue for a jeep, and also to book the best routes. Without him, we would be limited to the giant canters, big trucks, that haul round large numbers of regular tourists. Also, the cameras have been operating well. We knew in advance that the dust would be a serious problem, and we have been rotating cameras via fleece-lined bags that keep out dust and protect them from the harsh sun. Ranthambore is a mixture of dense forest and open bush. So far, our best shots have been in low light, and fast lenses with wide apertures have been the norm. We were also glad that at the planning stage we took note of the advice to pack warm clothes. In the early morning, it is really chilly sitting motionless in the open jeep. By mid-morning, it is t-shirt weather, and the afternoons are simply baking, so we were glad to have prepared for all extremes. Until today, we had only a few good shots of lesser target species and a few bad shots of more interesting ones. This means that our pictures of gazelles, hares, and a monitor lizard are rather classy, and the shots of leopard and boar came out rather blurry, but not a glimpse of tiger. We knew that it would require a huge amount of patience. In fact, we also knew that sometimes tourist groups come for a whole week and don't spot a single stripey. But today we got lucky. Very early this morning, just a few hundred meters from the ancient fort, Farid motioned excitedly to a small mess of dhok and banyan trees. Lucy and Jemmy were already set up and adjusting settings and shooting simultaneously. I was much slower, but in the end, it didn't matter. We had a clear and sustained view of a beautiful tigress and three cubs. For 5 minutes, we took literally hundreds of pictures. One is very special, of a cub just staring straight at my lens. And then Farid said we had to leave, that we were the intruders, and politeness to the animals demanded our withdrawal. Afterwards, we celebrated like mad, showed our photos to the group, and received warm congratulations from everyone on shooting our first tiger.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Long ago in eastern Rajasthan, where the Aravalli Hills meet the Vindhyan Plateau, tigers were once hunted by the Maharajas of Jaipur. And for the last 3 days, they have been hunted by me, Lucy, and Jemmy, three girls out to shoot a tiger in Ranthambore Park in India. As you might guess, our hunting weapons of choice are not guns, but cameras. We had been told that nowadays this is the best place in the world for photographing a tiger in the wild, but until today we had no success. On the technical and logistical side, all had been going really well. We got the best possible guide, Farid. He has been up early every morning to queue for a jeep and also to book the best routes. Without him, we would be limited to the giant canters, big trucks, that haul round large numbers of regular tourists. Also, the cameras have been operating well. We knew in advance that the dust would be a serious problem, and we have been rotating cameras via fleece-lined bags that keep out dust and protect them from the harsh sun. Ranthambore is a mixture of dense forest and open bush. So far, our best shots have been in low light, and fast lenses with wide apertures have been the norm. We were also glad that at the planning stage we took note of the advice to pack warm clothes. In the early morning, it is really chilly sitting motionless in the open jeep. By mid-morning, it is t-shirt weather, and the afternoons are simply baking, so we were glad to have prepared for all extremes. Until today, we had only a few good shots of lesser target species, and a few bad shots of more interesting ones. This means that our pictures of gazelles, hares, and a monitor lizard are rather classy, and the shots of leopard and boar came out rather blurry, but not a glimpse of tiger. We knew that it would
Now we are ready to start.
We also knew that sometimes tourist groups come for a whole week and don't spot a single stripey. But today we got lucky. Very early this morning, just a few hundred meters from the ancient fort, Farid motioned excitedly to a small mess of thok and banyan trees. Lucy and Jemmy were already set up and adjusting settings and shooting simultaneously. I was much slower, but in the end, it didn't matter. We had a clear and sustained view of a beautiful tigress and three cubs. For 5 minutes, we took literally hundreds of pictures. One is very special, of a cub just staring straight at my lens. And then Farid said we had to leave, that we were the intruders, and politeness to the animals demanded our withdrawal. Afterwards, we celebrated like mad, showed our photos to the group, and received warm congratulations from everyone on shooting our first tiger.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.